Jack Mildred, Harold, and all that's listening, we've had an awful lot of fun making this tape here tonight. Myrtle's laughed till she's cried, and Carl, he's laughed, first time I ever really seen him laugh. And I've seen him laugh a lot in Lodge and have a good time, but Myrtle, and she has really enjoyed it, every minute of it, I believe. And so we're trying to fill out this other side of this tape. I believe they're going to sing, if you remember back on the other side of the tape, Carl said something about Myrtle would look like a nigger if she was painted up. So they're going
to...
What's her name?
Pearl Bailey. Yeah.
Well, they're going
to... I think I kind of sounded like her, too.
But they're going to try to sing again in a few minutes on this thing. So you want to get out of your songbook and go along with them and...
Or instead of getting out of your songbook, you ought to get ready to run.
They wondered where we missed it and not getting Elizabeth up here with us. Yeah. We'd really had some fun.
She could do more talking than any of them.
Until we turn the tape on and she goes blank then. I called Mildred. I forgot to get the address, and so I called Mildred.
Elizabeth.
See there, I'm calling Elizabeth Mildred now. Called Elizabeth to get the address. Mail the other one.
Everybody's name
sounded. Yeah. I stopped talking to check the machine. It was making a little noise. Whenever y'all fix the tape to send back down here, well, I get Harold and the kids over and so Myrtle can hear them talk, and I'm going to have to look at the machine again.
Every one of you talk some, and just have a good time together, and we can kind of all be with you when we hear you. I don't know when I've ever had as much fun as I've had tonight. I've still got tears in my eyes. Of life, so tears run out of my eyes. After we got this first tape recorded and played it back, it's been terribly funny.
Go ahead. I don't really think we heard the first part of it all as good as you're going to hear it, because we're laughing at it as it went along.
You know that this is the first time I've ever seen the cat's got your dad's tongue, I do believe. You know what a talker he is. This is one time he's buffalo.
I agree with him.
Always before he does all the talking.
Carl, he won't even defend himself because he's going to be on tape. Carl, you better start defending yourself here now.
No, Carl.
You don't like talking.
Dad's little man. He likes him, but he won't like that.
Now, if I'm talking and somebody talks back to me, I've got a lot to say. When I'm talking, nobody will say that. I ain't got the best things.
You mean when you can just get started out on a subject and somebody just listen, you talk. Ricky? You must hurry and get down here and, they might cut the hay again while you're down here. You could go down and help them bale the hay. Last year, Mildred took him down there. Oh, he really enjoyed it.
You'd enjoy it. Go ahead. I thought you was through. Okay. You would enjoy seeing those gals sing those songs that was on those tapes.
Well, I like to hear them. I heard them, and I thought they were really wonderful.
They really was good.
Wanda?
They could have been Myrtle, they
Well, no, they wasn't quite that good now.
Wanda, I hope you and Susie will practice on a good church song and sing it out to our church while you're down here. I'd really be proud of him if you would. Let them know out to see my pretty granddaughters and how good they could sing out there. So practice up on a good song and get up and sing it for me, won't you? Would just please me to death. Somebody better say something. I've run out of soap again. Danny, can't you fill in a little?
No comment.
You and Louie's gonna sing a song now?
I'm looking
for.
Oh, I can't sing
by
myself.
It's your
song, but maybe you can
sing
by yourself.
Oh, yes, somebody talk. Let's sing.
You're
gonna
have to
wish,
right?
To take up all the day. We don't want George to take up all the day.
Well, it don't cost any more to make it filled with confession than it does.
Over home, but now he's getting all this too.
Jack, don't you wish you could be a master of ceremonies and do all the talking and nobody else to say
over.
Nothing?
I think.
Did you hear what Louie said? I just take over?
Looks like you're going to have to take over. We can't take nothing to say. Somebody say something. Carl, can't you think of something to talk
I'm
about?
Sleepy.
I'll say it to them. Let me
sleepy.
The tape that you made telling your dad about Canton, as part of it wasn't recorded. So we just got a little of it here and there, not enough hardly to understand too much about it. So
he just recorded and sent back.
Well, probably won't be long if you come down, you can just tell him about it. But the one side was good. Before you was telling about the children being baptized and so on. That was good and clear, but the other one, part of it, there was no sound at all. So we're hoping to, since we'll make a good recording and send it back to us, and so we can all have some big laughs. I know you're going to have some terrible laughs when you get these.
You want to comment on the church? Any? He told you about his church.
Yeah, I was just about to forget. He was talking about you and Mildred are joining the church. I think that's the very thing for you to do. I just join and go to work there. After all, you know, the denominations, that's not too important, I don't think, because the real church is in the born-again Christians. So I just go ahead and join the church and work with them. And I think you'll be happier, feel more at home and everything. I'd love to visit that church sometime when I'm up there. And I know I'd enjoy it. I'd love to hear your preacher preach. And I hope you'll get to hear our little preacher when you come down. A young preacher, but I think he does pretty good. B.C. Young.
What is his name?
Webb, Henry Webb.
Where's he from?
Cleveland, Georgia.
He's from Cleveland?
Yeah. He comes over and preaches twice to Sunday. It's a Sunday morning, 11 o'clock service, and then at night, and then drives back to Cleveland at night. Last Sunday night, they didn't have any services. He went back in the evening on account of the graduation sermon.
Are you still a Sunday school teacher then, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
What class?
Intermediates or young people. They're combined, young people and intermediates. I have rounds from 15 to 25 and so on every Sunday. Last Sunday I hated it so bad. Didn't think, and you too, these boys going into service. There's three of my boys that left Monday going into service. And I didn't think till after I dismissed the class and come on back, I'd like to talk a little to them before they left. has two Jordan boys and Bobby Ledford that's going into service. I suppose there's they kept them, I guess. We've been back home by now.
You attend the Eastern Star pretty regular too, don't you, Myrtle?
Oh, I don't miss that. Sometimes I wish I couldn't miss it. If I didn't have office all the time, I guess I would get lazy and stay home.
You'd be over there and hear them and yapping when they just get through the meeting, come down and start eating their refreshments. And then think you'd miss that.
Well, what was it you told me about? If you just had this tape recorder over there, you try to pick out what they're saying or something.
Well, if I had it over, I'd just turn it on and get the sound. You couldn't pick out nothing they're saying.
Sometimes you're going to get kind of scared, I guess, after next meeting. The new officers were about to get another candidate, and they're going to have to learn their work. I guess they're going to be kind of scared. Dreading it.
I better not ask that. Well, yeah, I can. Does the men get the same initiation as the women do?
Yes, it's the same.
Same thing?
Just the same, yeah.
Well, then I may join the Eastern Star.
I wish Aunt Louise would.
Well, I tried to get Louise to join it, but she's afraid.
In the world to be scared
Eastern
about.
Star
there's just a whole lot.
They're doing their work, especially initiation. With all of their big evening gowns and things on, all of them knows how to do that. That's about a priest, I even see.
Yeah. I was talking to some fellas.
Mildred Jordan, see Louise, she's got a yo-yo. She's having a big time. I think we're all getting sleepy. We're quieting down.
Now's the time to talk.
We're just about out of tape, so if you got any last remarks to make, then you better be
late. Well, I think our tape's just about out, so we're going to sign off. All of you be good. Come down as soon as you can. We'll be looking forward.
Everybody say bye.
Carl?
Bye.
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 Dan?
Bye.
Well, that's about the end of the tape, Jack.
You didn't say bye.
And I'm going to say bye and turn it off.
I wanted you to say the last
73.
Say the last word.
73.
Let
man.
George say the last
88.
Word.
88.
If you like the idea, you can make some tapes and mail them back up.